call him if he came up here.
Here he is. Yes. Yep. We're going to. Auditor is going to have the final word, and then we're going to vote.
All right. Here we are again. We're about to take a vote also. I want to clarify, first of all, there was some question as to whether the ballot title would need to be amended. I am advised that it does not, that the ballot title that we have here is good. What we're going to be doing is voting on a resolution to refer out a ballot title with a revised exhibit as approved previously by the council in proceedings until now. Before we get to that point, first of all, I'm going to ask if there's any further discussion on the main motion as amended. And if not, I'm going to turn it over to the auditor, and then we will take our vote. Is there any further discussion at this point? Madam Auditor.
I would just like to say how much I appreciate the conversations that we've had over the last few weeks about the auditor's office. You may know more about my office than you ever thought you would in these conversations, and I would like to affirm to the mayor and to Commissioner Udaly that I do not spend much time in this chamber, and I look forward to going back to the days when I don't spend a lot of time in this chamber. Oh. And you may not believe me, but it's true. But I really appreciate all of the collaboration and the conversation. Would like to acknowledge the work of City Ombudsman Margie Solinger, who has shouldered this responsibility for months now. She's, I'm sure, looking forward to going back to her day job. And I'd also like to acknowledge my predecessors, Jewel Lansing, Gary Blackmer, and LaVon Griffin-Villade, who have been a source of wise counsel through this process. And I think there were times when I thought it wasn't going to work out, and so they were very supportive and encouraging to keep going. And I also want to acknowledge the people who came to this chamber last week in great numbers. I was very surprised by that. And 27 people signed up to testify, and it's a charter amendment about the auditor's office. And so that very much surprised me, and I'm very appreciative to them as well. So thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. And with that, Carla, could you please call the roll?
Well, thank you. And if I might make, as I'm voting, I'd like to make a request if the wonderful Ombudsman could do one final thing for us and put together all of the amendments that we did today and get us a version back tomorrow as soon as possible. We do have another council session tomorrow afternoon, so if it turns out that in the confusion, I want to make sure that we all agree on all the backwards and forwards, so I'd really appreciate that.
Commissioner Fritz, if I may, the clerk is going to overtake a process.
We'll
with
work
the
with
Ombudsman
Margie on that
go through the testimony line by line and make sure that it's accurately reflected. And we'll make sure that all members of the City Council have access to that.
And if possible, by tomorrow afternoon, in case we do have to do any kind of clarifications.
Margie says we can do it.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate the auditor and the previous auditors who came in for the hearing and all of the folks who scrambled very quickly to give a lot of in-depth testimony, especially the League of Women Voters and Portland Cop Watch. All of the discussion has greatly improved the charter amendment. I do feel in some ways regretful that there wasn't time for a full community process, for instance, to look at the independent police review and other aspects of the auditor's office. However, this amendment at this point is one which I do believe is appropriate to ask the voters with a yes or no on the proposal as amended. So thank you to everybody for your good work on this. Aye.
Fish.
Colleagues, Madam Auditor, last week I made an extensive statement on the record as to why I strongly support this effort to strengthen the independence of the auditor's office and why I believe this is a singularly important reform effort. And I put it in the context of a number of other reform efforts that I have observed or witnessed or participated in over the last 8 years, and I think it deserves to be in the first tier of all of them. So I will not repeat myself. I have some thank yous and an acknowledgement. First, I want to thank the auditor and her staff for the way they engaged the council on this fairly complicated subject. And I cannot remember a time when we had a more collaborative exercise among colleagues. And there are six elected officials on this side of the river. And we are all independently elected, and we are each deserve to be treated with respect that goes to the office. And I believe we have modeled behavior through this exercise that I think can be a standard for how we engage on future issues. So I thank the auditor and her team. I want to thank Margie Solinger for her work. She has spent a lot of time working out the detail work. And now she can go back to doing her day job. But it has been an absolute pleasure working with you on this, and I thank you for your service. I want to echo what Commissioner Fritz said, to thank League of Women Voters, Cop Watch, and all and the neighborhood folks and everyone who came in and helped us get it right. A special thank you to my friend Debbie Iona, who I think presented to us a very good idea, which will be reflected not only in the referral, but in subsequent rulemaking when we discuss how the public will be engaged going forward. And I thank Debbie for that. I want to thank all my colleagues, but in particular, I want to thank the two newest members of the council. You know, it has not been a very eventful month, and I don't want them to get the wrong impression about what it is to serve in city government, because sometimes we actually have, you know, crises that we have to deal with and complex matters. So we hope you have not been lulled into a false sense of complacency. But with all seriousness, I've been on this body for 8 years, and the last month has given me a great sense of hope for this body and the way in which we will, as a governing body, lead moving forward. And I particularly appreciate what our two newest members of the council have brought to the dynamics and chemistry of this body. I want to thank Jim Blackwood in my office and Sonia Schmansky for all the work they did. And each of us have staff people who have worked diligently on this, and they have been particularly great. I want to just say, close by saying, on a personal level, it was a thrill to have Jewel Lansing here. I mean, she literally wrote the book, and she had a very strong view that she shared with us, and it was a memorable moment. But I also want to acknowledge another leader in our community who was particularly strong in the advocacy that she brought to this effort with me, and that's former Governor Barbara Roberts. Governor Roberts reached out to me and offered a perspective as a former Secretary of State about how important this work was and how strongly she supported this referral. And I believe she is our most esteemed elected official, past or present, and I took very seriously the concerns that she raised, and I thank her for being my friend and mentor and role model. Today, we are now voting on a very important referral. And if passed, we will all have an opportunity to support that referral that goes to the voters, which I will do enthusiastically. And then, assuming it passes, we'll come back and do some rulemaking and collectively commit to making this work. I'm very proud to cast an aye vote today, and thank you.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate, Auditor, your dogged determination as of about probably going back at least 6-7 months to bring these charter amendments to fruition today, or at least to the next point, next stage of getting them before the voters. I think you've had a clear vision of how to make your office more independent, and you have pursued that, and I appreciate that. And although I may have disagreed on some of the details and what to do, but I have a fundamental respect for the job you've done, and also our ombudsman as well in helping to craft these proposals before us today. And I also particularly want to recognize the mayor's office. I think the mayor's office worked with the auditor to really, I think, help get these amendments to the point where we are voting on them today. And I want to acknowledge that as well. So please to support these, and I hope the voters will say aye on whatever day in May that is. Aye.
Daly?
I was pleased to be part of this process. It was very helpful for me as a newcomer to deepen my understanding of our form of government as well as the function of the auditor's office. I'm excited to get to vote yes on this referral. I'm almost assuming that it's happening now, though, so I need to moderate my enthusiasm here. I'm also looking forward to the public perhaps learning more about the function of the auditor's office and hopefully seeing the office put into the proper place in our governmental structure, as well as being able to reassure the public that we are being held accountable. We will miss you, Madam Auditor. Please don't be a stranger. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, let me add my thanks to the record. This is obviously, I will use the word historic. This is an historic moment. It's not every day that we refer such a significant charter amendment to the voters, and it's one I obviously heartily support. This, Madam Auditor, is what I think is an excellent example in demonstrating that leadership and consensus building go hand in hand. And I think you and your team did a phenomenal job in terms of making that happen over the previous weeks. As everybody knows, government accountability is under siege. And we're looking for ways to give the public confidence that this body is, in fact, an accountable body. And I believe the independence of the auditor is critical to making sure that the public has the confidence that there is somebody watching the watchers, which effectively is what we have here. And I think it's a very appropriate function and a necessary function. I also want to thank the auditor's team. There are a lot of people in this city hall and in the other buildings around town that work very, very hard. Their work is often unheralded. We heard today from a number of accountants who worked really long hours to get our financial audit in order. Financial auditor described the city of Portland as a model client. I think he even said a star client, which is a pretty remarkable thing for a financial auditor to say. I absolutely want to thank your team, because I know there are a lot of people who worked long and hard behind the scenes, answered tons of questions, worked with us on revisions and different ideas. The Ombudsman, Margie, you did just a tremendous job here, and I want to add my thanks to my fellow commissioners. I agree with Commissioner Fish. It was exciting to see four former auditors. This is a function that sometimes doesn't get the acclaim it deserves. It's not held up in the spotlight like other elected positions often are, but it is fundamental to our democracy. And so I think whatever we have done, whatever we can do to strengthen that function is critically important. I agree with the auditor. I was actually surprised how many people came to testify, and they weren't just testifying half-heartedly. People came and really poured their heart and their soul into their testimony, and it was fact-based, as we'd expect testimony around an auditor function to be. But nearly all of them used the word accountability at some point during their testimony, and I want to underscore that. I'd like to thank others throughout the city, the budget office, the legal team, the Office of Management and Finance. A lot of people worked very hard with us, with the auditor and others. In my own office, while everybody touched this at some point, Kristen Dennis, who's here in the room today, she put Henry Kissinger to shame in terms of shuttle diplomacy. And I want to thank you, Kristen, for the long hours and the hard work you put in. And again, I want to thank the auditor and her team for being very, very responsive to the back and forth that was established over this process. I want to remind everybody that this is one of those things where we on the city council don't get the last word, nor does the auditor get the last word on this issue. This now is going to be referred to the voters, and it's up to the voters to decide whether or not this is something that they want to include in the charter for the city of Portland. I obviously will be encouraging that they do, but that is their determination. And so in that regard, I wish this the best of luck. I am an enthusiastic aye. And with that, the resolution is adopted as amended. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, colleagues. We are now adjourned.
Well done.